As we enter our third year of being in a pandemic, the world has had to adjust to our new reality. Some think this adjustment is temporary, while others think this is the new normal. Hey everyone, it's Tykira, creative editor right here at Mild Sauce. We invited five multimedia journalists to create podcasts in response to this season's theme, Back to the Normal. Today, we're following Uriel as he explores how the environments we grew up in shape what we view as normal. Here is Why Am I Like This?
My parents would just make me feel really sad. And I don't know, I just didn't like my life. And I felt I had suicidal thoughts and attempted.
Many teenagers today face this problem. They have evolved to become nothing more than a product of their environment. Many have blamed it on the pandemic, but in reality, it is the environment we grew up in. We do things unconsciously that derive from those moments and do not fully understand why. According to the Great Courses Daily, our environment influences 50 to 70% of our personality. So, how does our environment still affect us today?
Yeah, I grew up in a really toxic household because my parents didn't have such a healthy relationship. They would always argue. And they divorced at a very young age. My age. I was very young. And they got married very young. And had me very young. So it was just all very toxic.
17-year-old Deandra grew up in a very problematic environment where arguments and neglect was a norm.
I thought it was normal for them to be fighting. Obviously not that bad, but for them to be fighting, which, is pretty bad.
According to the Urban Child Institute, a problematic home environment can disrupt the brain's stress response system. It also reduces the quality of caregiving a child receives and interferes with healthy development. With that being said, it is crucial for a child to grow up in a nurturing environment. When not achieving the correct kind of nurture and attention a child needs, they are more prone to develop anxiety and depression, Urban Child Institute states.
What I used to do was I would do self-harm.
She remembers dealing with depression and anxiety her whole life. In her childhood, her resort was to inflict self-harm and rebel as a way to unconsciously obtain the attention of her parents.
I would have relationships, very negative, toxic relationships, which I'm pretty sure connected to my past issues with my parents.
At the age of 14, she became the girlfriend of a very toxic individual. She recalls her parents disapproving of him, which made her rebel even more. Psychology Today suggests that when parents regularly show disapproval of their child, the emotionally charged defense for the child is to act out their hurt and resentment through some form of rebellion. She recalls her relationship being very unhealthy and in a way contributing to her rebellion. But why have a toxic relationship if you already deal with it enough at home? Well, there's a theory presented by relationship therapist Judith Wright. The theory suggests that we develop an unconscious schema of what love is based on the way we are treated by our primary caregivers.
That relationship that I was in, he was very similar to my father. And it was all very similar too. And my mother also married my father, which was exactly like my grandfather. And I feel like it's just an ongoing curse.
When being raised in an environment with principles or certain ideologies, a child is soon to automatically perceive that as normal. Like CPS educator Alma Favela, who minored in childhood psychology, she states that children's brain are all like sponges.
I completely agree with your environment affects a person, especially as a child when you're barely learning how to function in society, when you're barely learning to function in this world. Everything around you, you're like a little sponge. Everything that goes on around you, you're taking in, your brain is still developing. Your brain stops growing and developing until you're 20-something, you know. So especially as a young child, everything that you go through, everything that happens around you is going to affect the way that you live, the way that you do things, just in general, the way that you interact with society.
When not talking to a kid about their problems, they will grow up to become a person incapable of expressing feelings. Just like a sponge, they are absorbing their environment.
Growing up in a positive environment made me a kinder and more understanding person. I think that much of who I am today stems from the environment that I was raised in.
Miguel, 18, recalls growing up in an environment where he was encouraged to be positive and talk about his feelings. Contrary to Deandra, he believes he could talk to his parents about anything, which now makes him the understanding person he is today.
I just resort to aggressiveness. And every time that I start, that somebody starts trying to talk about my problems, I get uncomfortable and aggressive. And I never like talking about it except with just one person. And I never like talking about it with my parents or anyone.
According to Harvard University, when being neglected, it increases the risk of attentional, emotional, cognitive, and behavior disorders due to the disruption it causes on the brain of a child. Meaning, a child's behavior relies on the amount of attention he or she gets at home.
I have a student who, in my classroom, who was having some odd behavior. And by odd, I mean like he would just start crying in random times. And then I started paying attention to what triggered that cry in my student. And it was normally when my class would get a little loud or when I would have a serious conversation to them about rules and procedures, or just when they were playing, you know, their kids got like a little loud, and you know, children are children, they're going to be loud at one point or another. And when they would get, the class would be a little loud, my student would start crying. And his mother shared with me that while she was pregnant with this student, his dad was very abusive towards her. He was also very abusive as a student was growing up. So he was able to witness and see everything that dad was doing to mom, not just physically, but also verbally. So he knew that every time dad raised his voice, something, a physical abuse followed that. So it was like classical conditioning, like we're teaching children that if I make a certain noise and I automatically after that something happens, they're automatically associating that noise to whatever followed that noise.
Furthermore, many of us may say that we are nothing like our parents. At the end of the day, we are still a product of our environment. Becoming our surrounding is not the whole concept of being the product. Because of the environment you grew up in, you are doing everything in your power to not be like that. So at the end of the day, you are still the product.
I am more of a, no, my mom is like this, which is why I don't want to be like that.
Of course, although you try to be nothing like your environment, we are bound to have something stick to us. For example.
So my mom, she is diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and she can obviously have her moments. She's very bipolar, and sometimes I act like that too, and I hate it, and I try not to act like that, and I catch myself, and I'm just like, no.
It's little bits like these that stick to our psychological responses and that shape our personality. Amo Favela goes on to say,
we have to remember that kids want to imitate. They will imitate the people around them. And if they see positive behavior, they'll want to imitate that. But also, if they see negative behavior, they'll imitate that as well. Because it's easier to imitate negative behavior, I think, in my perspective, than positive.
She believes that for a child, it is easier to respond with aggression than to evaluate their feelings and talk it out. Forming a habit like this can stick to them even to their adult life. A famous blogger, Tian Rashai, who has created multiple research blogs, believes that we unconsciously mold into our environment. Our brains are designed to detect danger in order to survive. So we act according to the cues given in our environment in order to survive. Our individual behavior is controlled and influenced by our environment and the people we surrounded ourselves with growing up.
Being able to show people grace when they mess up, when a mistake happens, when an accident happens. So I think being able to be more graceful towards other people is one way society can help. Being able to offer resources.
Coming from a family where anxiety is dealt with on a daily basis, I try not to be so prejudiced towards people. Seeing someone who is labeled as weird or toxic only motivates me to wonder, what or who made you this way? After all, we are not all perfect and just become a creation of the circumstances we went through. Our social environment also plays a big role in our thought process and personality. I have learned to become a more understanding person, and to do so, I think of the following. Many people did not grow up with a loving and nurturing family. I really believe that I must understand what happened in someone's path and comprehend why they are the way they are instead of criticizing and setting them aside.
So, how does your childhood environment still affect you to this day?
To follow the next story in the series, go to mildsauce.org. Mild Sauce is affiliated with Street Level Youth Media, and Street Level is a program of Urban Gateways.